Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of technology, making complex topics a bit more approachable. I'm Alex, your guide to the technical side of things.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're thinking, assuming those questions involve a lot of huh, and wait, what does that mean? Today we're talking about something I've heard a lot about, but know next to nothing about, Vue.js.
Ah, Vue.js. The modern JavaScript framework that's been making waves since Evan Yu. You introduced it back in 2014. It's designed to be incrementally adoptable, which makes it as approachable for beginners as it is powerful for enterprise-scale applications.
Incrementally adoptable sounds like something I'd say about my attempts to cook. Tonight, I've incrementally adopted the skill of not burning water. But in the context of Vue.js, what does that actually mean?
Well, Jamie, in the world of Vue.js, it means you can start small. You might add Vue to just one part of an existing page to handle interactive elements. And then when you're comfortable, scale up to building full-blown single-page applications with routing and state management.
Got it. So it's kind of like leveling up in a video game. Start small, beat the mini-boss of a single interactive element, and then take on the final boss of a single-page application. But what makes Vue.js stand out from other frameworks like React or Angular?
Great analogy. What sets Vue apart is its simplicity and flexibility. You have the declarative templates of Angular, allowing you to describe what your UI should look like, combined with React's reactive data flow, which automatically updates the DOM when your data changes.
So Vue.js is like the best of both worlds. But Alex, how hard is it to actually get started? Say I wanted to build my first Vue app right after this podcast.
It's surprisingly straightforward. With the Vue CLI, you can have a new project up and running in minutes. Install the CLI, create a project, and start the development server. Boom, you've got your first Vue app.
Boom sounds like my kind of setup. But let's talk about building something. How does Vue handle the structure of an app?
Vue apps are built around components, reusable UI blocks. Each component is encapsulated, meaning it manages its own state and design. Think of it like Lego blocks. You can build pretty much anything by snapping together small, self-contained pieces.
I love Legos, but with code, I can't step on them by accident. So I'm building my Lego castle, aka my Vue app, and I want to make sure it's sturdy. What about performance and security?
Vue's got you covered. Its virtual DOM is efficient, but you can optimize further with techniques like lazy loading components. Security-wise, Vue automatically escapes HTML to prevent XSS attacks, but you should still be careful with user-generated content.
Ah, XSS, the classic script alert gotcha prank. Good to know Vue helps keep the pranksters at bay. But if something does go wrong, how does Vue handle errors in testing?
Vue encourages robust testing from unit tests with Vue Test Utils to end-to-end tests with tools like Cypress. For errors, Vue provides helpful hooks to capture and handle them, ensuring your app remains as bug-free as possible.
Testing and error handling, check and check. Now let's say I've built my app, and it's the next big thing. How does Vue scale?
Vue is incredibly scalable. With the Composition API, you can reuse logic across components, and state management libraries like Vuex or Pinya help manage app-wide state. For larger projects, Vue's modular nature keeps things tidy and maintainable.
Sounds like Vue.js is pretty powerful. But come on, Alex, there must be some pitfalls or common mistakes people make.
Absolutely. No framework is without its challenges. Common issues include mutating props directly, which can lead to unpredictable behavior, or not using Vue's reactivity system to its full advantage. But with a bit of practice, these issues can be easily avoided.
Mutating props directly. Got it. Don't turn the props into mutant props. Noted.
Exactly. Keep the mutants in the movies and out of your code. Vue.js offers a balance between simplicity and power, making it a great choice for developers at any level.
Well, Alex, I think I've learned a lot about Vue.js today. It's flexible, powerful, and seems like a great tool for both beginners and seasoned developers looking to build web apps.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Jamie. And for our listeners, we hope this episode demystifies Vue.js and encourages you to give it a try.
Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe for more tech deep dives. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Keep coding and see you in the next episode.